I'd like to welcome you to a new conversation about homelessness. This is a presentation of the Santa Cruz Sanctuary Camp. There are many examples all over the country where these models are proving successful at making neighborhoods safer, while those who use these camps begin to heal their situations.
The proposed Santa Cruz Sanctuary Camp would follow examples from other camps around the country. Portland has two sanctuary camps. Dignity Village is located on city property and has support from the City of Portland and police oversight, while Right to Dream 2, nicknamed R2-D2, is located on private property with little intervention from law enforcement. Both camps host around 100 people a day in sheds and tents.
The ideal scenario would be that we could find a 2-acre parcel in Santa Cruz or close to Santa Cruz in the county where we could have a community supporting it, believing in it, where the police department and the media understand the value and are not running campaigns to close it, but actually understanding how it'll help.
Adam says the camp he proposes would need a few basic amenities such as porta-potties and a dumpster, and hopefully showers, laundry, and lockers. He also hoped to provide access to social services and employment resources. The camps would require some basic rules and regulations to work successfully.
Everybody who agrees to be in it agrees to the conditions. For instance, if you and I were going to become residents of a camp, we would sign a document with our name that says that we promise to not take people's things, not to harm them or ourselves, to keep quiet hours, and not to use drugs or alcohol within a few blocks of the camp or inside the camp.
City Council member Micah Posner says he supports the idea of the sanctuary camp, but thinks it would have to be heavily regulated.
To me, if there was a camp, it would be heavily regulated, like maybe having a policeman on site or another public official on site. Very clear rules.
In the mid-90s, a similar experiment with homeless camps was implemented by the Santa Cruz Homeless Shelter, and the outcome was unpopular with both the city council and the community.
At one point, the homeless shelter agreed to let people camp next door in a vacant lot, and from the accounts I've gotten about it, it was a total disaster. There was rampant drug use.
Robert Norris from Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom believes the camp was successful on its own terms.
Was it successful? Yes, in the sense that it provided about sometimes 100 to 200 people with a modicum of safety. They formed their own groups. Different groups of people got together in different places. But the authorities did not support it. It was a wet camp in the sense that some people were still using drugs and drinking, but no one died at that campground, whereas once it was dispersed by authorities, people did begin to die from different causes.
Community groups such as the Clean Team and Take Back Santa Cruz that say they aim to keep Santa Cruz environmentally safe advocate strict enforcement of the city's ban on overnight sleeping and sweeps to break up the homeless camps.
Their tactic has been to support the camp sweeps, to clean up areas, supporting the city council and encouraging the city council to close beaches, close the river levee, close all the places where people are finding places on the outskirts to sleep. This actually hurts the homeless community because there's no place for them to be, and they're more out in the open than ever.
Brent Adams hoped the sanctuary camp would reframe homelessness as a problem meeting compassion instead of fear and contempt.
Making homeless people wrong and objects of our scorn actually doesn't help the problem, and it actually hurts those people. So if we can really inspire compassion within the community and really kind of say we just actually want a safe place for people to be, yes, it might enable some behavior or another, but what we really want to is to enable healing, enable them to get jobs, enable them to become more spiritually and physically sound so that they can be better members of the community.
Reporting from Santa Cruz, I'm Irene Reibel, KPFA, Pacifica Radio.